So God isn't subject to the flow of time. He enfolds it. He enfolds it. Jesus, the eternal Son, is timeless. Selah. We're going to take time in heaven, lots of time, eternity, measureless, limitless time. Why not practice right now what you will be doing for eternity? Taking time, celebrating Him, rejoicing in Him, thanking Him, enjoying Him, rejoicing in the bliss of peace and rest He gives forever. No night there, no tears there, sorrow and sighing. What about them? They've fled away. And He promises, because you love me, I will rescue you. I will protect you because you know my name. When you call to me, I will answer you. I will be with you when you're in trouble. I will save you and honour you. I will satisfy you with long life. I will show you how I will save you. What promises? Meditating on His nature and what He's promised will result in our souls coming into that place of peace and rest instead of rush, hurry and worry. My house now being at rest. John's house there referred to was his inner being. He had quieted his soul. Let us quiet ours right now, because what more can He say to you than He has said? You who unto Jesus for refuge have fled. I will say to the Lord, you're my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Trust. Now there's a word. Can't trust someone we don't really know. So that's what this meditation and contemplation time is really all about. Thinking deeply about the one who loves our soul, the lover of my soul, the one who has made so many precious promises to keep this lamb, this sheep, safe. I will show you how I will save you. And home rejoicing brought me, a bit bedraggled and sorry for myself, but home at last, and safe in the hands of the great shepherd of the sheep. Not a hired hand who deserts the sheep when trouble comes, but the great shepherd himself, in whom I trust, rest, and upon whom I rely. Ah, I can feel myself relaxing. Reflect on it now, until it becomes true for you.